This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Former State Representative Oliver Robinson abruptly resigned his legislative seat in November. Recently, he confirmed to WBHM he is under investigation. The details of that investigation aren't known, but reports suggest it's tied to his interference with efforts by the Environmental Protection Agency to test for contamination in his former district. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart spent some time in the communities near North Birmingham.
This stretch of quarries, rail lines, and smokestacks on the north side of Tarrant and Eagle Nook is where hundreds make their living producing coke and other industrial goods. But environmental groups say these factories emit toxins polluting the air and the soil in communities around Highway 79. Former State Representative Oliver Robinson told residents that if the EPA were to declare their neighborhoods a Superfund site, property values would go down and that a cleanup could take at least 15 years. Carolyn Cawthon is president of the Eagle Nook Neighborhood Association. She says Robinson's daughter spoke at one of their meetings and lots of residents had concerns.
What we were told and what was stated was that if the EPA come in and test your soil, then it would probably be hard to get loans or anything because it will make your property value go down.
It may hurt property values, but here's the issue. A high-profile law firm, Balch & Bingham, paid Robinson $135,000 in part to communicate with residents on the issue. That firm represents ABC Coke, a company environmental groups say is responsible for pollution in the area. Robinson's nonprofit in 2015 launched a campaign that blanketed the community with pamphlets and signs. Robinson told the residents that if they consented to EPA testing, they ought to demand another company test the soil at the same time to independently confirm results. Recent attempts to reach Robinson for comment were unsuccessful. Michael Hansen is executive director of the environmental watchdog group GASP. He says more residents would have allowed their soil to be tested had it not been for Robinson's campaign.
That was their goal, was to make people doubtful and fearful and question the EPA's motives.
Hansen says residents have a right to know their environment is safe.
And especially in historically disenfranchised communities like the low-income areas of North Birmingham, Tarrant, Eagle Nook, that are primarily African-American communities.
A 2016 EPA report said contamination levels in Tarrant and Eagle Nook showed no need for EPA intervention. Arthur Blackwell, a retiree who lives in Tarrant, had his soil tested by EPA and says it was not contaminated. He says the air there is better than it used to be.
I mean, every once in a while I'll get a foul smell. Well, hell, I get that from septic tank systems, from, any other place, but it's not, and it's detrimental to my health.
The Jefferson County Department of Health monitors air emissions and says there are no current violations with industries around Tarrant and Eagle Nook. But environmental activists question whether the small amount of testing that has been done is enough to give a true picture. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.